Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bill Huber with Packer Report is the stuff of legend on the bench. One of our favorites all time, back from his cocoon. Carver High told me that he may have slipped off a little there earlier this evening after watching Steve Alford's Bruins go down. He got so bored watching them lose that he fell asleep and just woke up and said, "Oh my God, I got to get benched."
I feel stupid. I just woke up, checked my phone. Oh, word I can't repeat on the radio.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for sticking me on.
I would have said it at my house. I would have just started cussing.
Well, yeah. So first thing I did, I checked my messages and I said, "Oh,
yeah,
a word I can't say on the radio."
So tell me. We've had a lot of conversation tonight so far already about, this day for the Packers. And then half of the people, to be honest with you, are like shocked that they would get rid of Jordy Nelson. And then the other half don't even care.
That's about accurate. I would say so, yeah. You know, it's since the season ended, well, go back to the regular season. He didn't do much. After Rodgers got hurt, he looked like a 33-year-old receiver who was shot. So the Packers have needed cap space. There's been a lot of fans saying, renegotiate the contract. And I keep telling people, you just can't wave a magic wand and renegotiate a contract because the guy might say no. And Nelson said no. So that left the Packers with the decision of, do you cut him or you just swallow it? And so the Packers cut him. And they got Jimmy Graham, who frankly, didn't have a very good year last year either. But at this stage of his career, so I would say it's a safe bet that he's a better player than Nelson, and the offense is better today than it was 8 hours ago.
So do you believe that Aaron Rodgers is mad that they got rid of his buddy?
Yes. Oh, absolutely is. I mean, they carpooled to practice for years. I mean, these guys are as close could get, but them's the breaks. You know, you are paid to be the quarterback, and the other guy is paid to be the general manager, and he will pick the team. And in the long run, this is a better team, again, than they were just, you know, a handful of hours ago. He'll get over it.
Is it a bad decision, though, based on how moody it would appear to me that this guy can be? He seems like they haven't given him a new deal yet, and now they're – basically shafting is one of his favorite connections and his best friend. At some point or another, you don't think that causes problems?
What's he going to do? Is he going to go play in the XFL? I mean, he's really got no choice here. He's under contract for this year and next year. He can not sign a contract, but the Packers can just franchise him. So, I mean, he's really got no recourse here. And he'll play and, you know, he wasn't going to get paid until Kirk Cousins got paid. Now Cousins got paid. Now the bar has been set. It is the 100% guaranteed contract, and he can, you know, kind of print his own check at this point. So, you know, he was never going to sign until the Cousins stuff got done. So, yeah, I don't – are some feathers ruffled? Probably. I mean, he's also upset that his quarterback coach got canned too. But ultimately, he's got nowhere to go. He's a smart guy, and he's also smart enough to know that there's a business side of things, and he is paid to be the quarterback and not to be the general manager.
So Alex Van Pelt was the guy that they let go, and that upset him too?
Yeah, he went on it was to the Associated Press at the Super Bowl. He got done doing a radio show and bumped into the AP guy and said he found that it was curious. I think it was his word, was curious, that they got rid of the quarterback's coach without letting him know. But a couple weeks before that, the head coach, Mike McCarthy, said this had all been worked out in advance, and Alex Van Pelt was the quarterback's coach. And he did not want to sign a contract with the Packers because he wanted to go be an offensive coordinator someplace. As you probably know, The NFL considers being a position coach and being a coordinator a lateral move, and the Packers could have just blocked him, which they've done with a few guys in the past. So, McCarthy said the story is he decided that Van Pelt did not want to sign a contract with the Packers because he wanted a chance to become a coordinator someplace. So that's what happened. I'm not sure whose side of the story is correct, but Alex Van Pelt is now the quarterback coach of the Bengals.
Bill Huber with us from PackerReport.com. Do you believe, so you had said that, that they're better with Graham. We all know that Graham doesn't block, and now he's going to his third team. So there's, there's got to be somebody that says, geez, how many teams is he going to play on? But at the same time, I have said tonight that, like, geez, I would think in the red zone, this connection between Rodgers and Graham is going to be nasty. He's just going to throw the ball up in the air. It's going to be like Brady and Gronkowski. The guy's such a monster, and Rodgers is so great and has such phenomenal touch that I would think that he'll manipulate that that tight end into, I mean, literally, he'll throw to him 10, 12 times a game.
Yeah, I think that's accurate. Really, they've gotten no one to pass the ball to other than Devontae Adams. You know, Randall Cobb's a pretty good player, but, I mean, Devontae Adams is their best guy. And you mentioned the red zone. The last 2 years, red zone touchdowns. Jordy Nelson, 16. Jimmy Graham, 14. Those are the league leaders. So, yeah, they're going to make a lot of hay down there. That's with Rodgers and Nelson. They just had that unbelievable sixth sense sort of chemistry. Still have missed that, but, I mean, you don't need six sense when you're 6'7", do you? So I think they'll be fine. You're right, he doesn't block, but you know what? They don't have a tight end that blocks anyway, so what's the difference?
Well, they don't have, last year with Bulaga and the other guy injured for the whole season, it really, I think it led to him having his season end. They weren't blocking for him. Is that not a major concern for this franchise, is protecting this guy?
Oh, absolutely it is, yeah. The right tackle, Bulaga, is coming off the ACL. He may be ready for camp. Otherwise, you know, we got Kyle Murphy from Stanford, who did kind of okay until he broke his foot. They're going to probably have a new right guard after Jari Evans. I don't assume he's probably not coming back. But the left tackle, left guard, and center is probably one of the better trios in the league. So it's just been injuries have been the issue there. And, you know, easy for me to say, if they're healthy, they'll be fine. But it's kind of how it is.
So, Bill Huber with us. Tell me about the how the Mo Wilkerson deal came together. 7 years here in New York, and the only thing I remember about him specifically was that he broke the bank on the Jets and got paid a ton of money that I think was really a mistake. I thought he basically it. He never, like, once he got the money, he never did anything. He never played. He just, he fleeced him. Are you worried about the Mo Wilkerson deal?
Well, it's less. I mean, God, you're right. I mean, he got $86 million over 5 years. I mean, that is just, I mean, nobody should get that. I mean, other than quarterbacks, I mean, no one should get that. I mean, that is insane money. It's a one-year deal, so obviously the Jets were up a creek. Because the contract was so long, the signing bonus was so much, they're just screwed. The Packers aren't going to have that problem because the contract is only a year. But, look, it's desperate times, desperate measures. The defense is god-awful. I mean, it's just horrible. So he'll help. He had double-digit sack seasons in, 2013, 2015. So he's got some track record. He played really well back when Mike Pettine was the coordinator at the Jets. He's now the coordinator at the Packers. So I'm assuming they had a considerable appeal for the guy. I was talking to a member of the Packers, one of the players today. He said they need a cornerback, and he says otherwise go get a pass rush. It's not rocket science here. If you got a pass rush, it helps your DBs, and if you got DBs, it helps your pass rush. But we kind of thought you got to get one, then you can draft the other. But you got to sign one of these guys in free agency, and you're hoping that you get Muhammad Wilkerson circa 2013 when he had, a bunch of sacks. But you don't know, right? I mean, you just said it. I mean, you don't know what you're getting. But I would think the one-year deal should help.
So let me ask Mavi a question while Bill Huber's on here. Did you think that Mo Wilkerson, once he got the money, was the laziest football player in New York?
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, it's the same situation that you've had with guys in the Jets organization the last couple of years. Like, once you start losing, guys just don't give a damn anymore. It just ruins the locker room. So I feel like he was one of those guys that just gave up.
Wow, that's crazy. Now, what is Bill, what is the plan for the draft for the Packers?
Well, it's the same as if you'd asked me this question last year, but defense. It's defense and defense. And, I mean, the defense is horrible. They've drafted defense the last 76 years in a row, and the defense has been horrible for the last 76 years, and it just gets worse. They've drafted horribly. You know, under Ted Thompson, it was draft and develop was their mantra, or free agency. Hell, I didn't write a free agent preview for 8 years because I knew they weren't going to sign anybody. I just didn't bother. So I had to work this off, which is why I fell asleep tonight.
You were sleeping whenever you had to do that story. You just took a nap like I would have.
Yeah, I'd just been watching. I'd watch, you know, pop some popcorn and watch college basketball. So I actually had to do a free agent preview.
I eat a lot of popcorn, too, Bill.
Yeah, I love it.
I love. What do you eat? I eat Orville Redenbacher exclusively.
Higher popper. Then you just douse it with butter.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I can do all that with Orville.
It's healthy.
I think Orville.
It's dairy. It's good.
Orville Redenbacher, I believe, because they used to have the Orville Redenbacher Popcorn Festival in Valparaiso, Indiana, when I was a little boy. Orville Redenbacher, the greatest popcorn ever made, bar none.
Absolutely. Yeah, hands down. He's Mr. Popcorn.
I'll never forget going to the parade and seeing Orville on the back of like a fire truck waving at me. I was like, this is awesome. The Popcorn King is here.
Was he and Colonel Sanders, were they ever seen at the same place at the same time?
I don't know if they were like buddies or lovers or anything like that. I just know that, I mean, ever since, like, originally I used to pour it into the stir popper with oil and make the popcorn. And now it's so advanced, I can get movie theater butter, regular butter, classic bag, mini bags. I mean, I eat on average at least 5, maybe 7 bags of popcorn a week. I mean, automatic. Mafia knows the reason that I go to the gym is not to play basketball 7 days a week. It's so that I can run off and play basketball off the 7 bags of movie theater butter popcorn Orville style that I shove down my face every week. Mafia, have you ever known anyone to eat more popcorn than me?
Never once, and I used to work in the movie theater.
I have been known to double bag. Like, so when I'm done with one, and then my daughter the other night goes, did you have popcorn? I'm like, yeah. And she's like, and you didn't have it with me? I'm like, no. And then she's like, Jesus. And then I go, you want me to make another bag? And then she's like, yeah. And then I eat that whole bag, too, and give her, like, 3 handfuls. That's it. And then I throw it to my dog, and my dog is master. He's like Willie Mays. My dog catches every kernel through the air. It's unbelievable, Bill. I can literally throw 100 straight. He'll catch all 100 of them.
I hope they're a sponsor.
I'm like, honestly, I'm like Rogers to Jordy Nelson when it comes to popcorn throwing to my dog.
My dogs are looking at me with jealous eyes right now.
I believe it.
You said, you cheap SOB, you don't give us popcorn.
I give my dog everything, or he bites me. So anyway, I'm glad we woke you up and got to talk football with you.
Well, I'm glad we got to talk popcorn.
Yeah.
Terrible,
well, I think it's I think that was a very crucial part of the interview.
Absolutely. We got to the kernel of the truth regarding the Green Bay Packers.
Right.
I'll be here all night.
This guy is just absolutely on fire as usual, a legend on the bench. He has his own locker in the men's clubhouse and his own parking spot. Free food and booze in the 19th hole cafe. Bill Huber, everyone, from Packer Report. Bill, I love you.
I'll try to stay awake next time.
All right, there he is.
Thanks for sleeping in. I appreciate
it. Listen, Bill, one last thing. I just want you to know that I can sleep at any time of the day. I can take a nap at any point of the day. I can also drink 5 to 10 cups of scalding hot coffee and still take a nap right after I've had 10 cups of coffee. And I've been known to, I believe, take 1-hour naps or, at this point of my life, better than sexual relations. Naps are the best thing that have ever been invented by anyone, including the Edson Diesel and a microwave popcorn.
Nothing's better than coffee, though.
Nothing.
I by the gallon. Seriously, I had coffee at Lambeau Field 2 hours ago, writing my story, and then boom.
I drink, I think, Mafia, have you ever known anyone to drink more coffee than me or more espressos?
No, I have not. I don't know how you're not dead. Your heart should be racing at like 30,000 beats per minute.
I just want you to know, Bill, that I've had tonight already in here, I had a cup of a giant 14 water cup glass of coffee at home, and then I busted off 4 scalding hot large coffees here during the show already, and I've just now at 12:20 a.m. Eastern switched to water. Finally, and now I'll go to the bathroom like 7 times between now and 7 in the morning. I've drank 50 cups of coffee today, just today alone.
That's how I roll.
I don't even care. Like, people are like, you drink way too much coffee. I'm like, screw you. And then they're like, you're going to die. I'm like, whatever. I chug coffee like it's no one's business. And I have giant yellow stained teeth, too.
That is a true story. Man, that's my life, too.
All right. I got to go. I love you.
All right. Have a good one. Get some coffee.
I will. Bill Huber, the one and only, the stuff of legend on the bench.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.